The University of Alaska Museum of the North opens a new exhibit tomorrow. Expedition Alaska Dinosaurs gives visitors the opportunity to experience paleontologists' quest and what they're finding in an underexplored region. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Amidst the stapling, drilling, and cutting of the dinosaur exhibit going up, Museum of the North Earth Science curator Pat Druckenmiller reflects on the aberrant natural environment Arctic Alaska dinosaurs roamed 70 million years ago.
There was actually forests where the North Slope is today. So it's a pretty crazy world. It was just totally different.
Druckenmiller has spent the last 8 years working in Alaska, looking for and finding evidence of dinosaurs in a part of the world where the creatures once walked, but few paleontologists have explored.
And so today we can float down places like the Yukon River, and we look at blocks of rock that have weathered out of the cliffs above, and we look at them and we go, wow, that's the size and the shape of a dinosaur footprint, and it's got three toes and sometimes skin impressions and so forth. So we know they're dinosaur footprints, and we find thousands of them.
The museum exhibit includes casts of footprints as well as fossilized bone fragments Druckenmiller and fellow scientists are using to identify and even discover new dinosaur species.
This is going to bring out some of the coolest finds that we've made. It includes actually probably at least remains of at least a couple of new species of dinosaurs that we're working on right now to publish.
Druckenmiller is working with Alaska Native speakers to come up with names for the new dinosaurs. The exhibit also takes visitors into what it's like to be a paleontologist exploring for dinosaur evidence in Alaska's backcountry.
It's epic, but it's also what Alaskans do. We go out and camp on gravel bars, and we go up and down the rivers, and they just do the same thing and bring back dinosaur bones.
Roger Topp heads up production at the museum and has accompanied the paleontology team to shoot photos and video. He's also involved in fleshing out an exhibit which includes dinosaur models, even one that moves. Snaps is hidden in a museum closet.
This is a life-size tyrannosaur of the sort you would find in Alaska 65 million years ago. And life-size tyrannosaur means it's about human size, so if a human gets inside this, it's not to scale. It is life size. So this guy, I expect, will probably make an appearance during the reception and should be making lots of appearances throughout the summer and into the school year.
Other kid-friendly parts of the exhibit are a big orange tent fashioned after one paleontologist used in the field and tubs of silt visitors can paw through to try and find fossils. Seeing it all come together and connecting scientific field work with the public is gratifying for Druckenmiller.
It's a great pleasure to me and a great relief to see it all finally come together. And I also recognize, though, it's also just a snapshot, because 10 years from now, I hope to be telling a much even broader story.
Druckenmiller says some of the special exhibit materials will be incorporated into the museum's permanent dinosaur display, which hasn't been updated in 30 years. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.